You're listening to 91.7 WVXU on NPR One. I'm Jay Hanselman. Five people were reported Monday to still be in the hospital following Sunday's shooting at a Cincinnati nightclub on Kellogg Avenue. Police Chief Elliot Isaac said two are in critical condition. The chief also says the number of people injured is now 17 after another victim came forward Sunday night. 27-year-old O'Brien Spikes was killed inside the Cameo nightclub. Isaac says the investigation is ongoing.
Those that were closest to the incident have been injured. They're recovering, so it's not always in that first 24 hours that we're able to get their eyewitness account of what occurred. So there are a lot of people that were involved that were right there very close that are recovering from very serious injuries.
Isaac again says the shooting was likely the result of a conflict that started earlier on Saturday. He also suggests there were multiple shooters based on the number of shots fired. The police chief says people are coming forward to provide information and calling in tips to Crime Stoppers. A city spokesman said Monday Cameo voluntarily surrendered its liquor license, and late Monday Cameo club operator Julian J. Rogers released a statement saying the venue would close its doors for good this week. I'm Jay Hanselman, 91.7 WVXU.